Jen Sabella joins us, and we have a warning now. If you like to drive on the shoulder, watch out. There's a crackdown. Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Honestly, it's well overdue. I'm sure you feel the same way, but I don't know where this came from, but in the last year or so, I've seen so many people driving on the shoulder, cutting in line. We get it. Traffic is terrible. But, yeah, that's not cool. It's not a very neighborly thing to do. And the sheriff's office is finally cracking down. In the last week, 72 drivers have been ticketed for illegally riding on expressway shoulders as part of an enhanced patrol that they launched late last month. They've issued over 900 citations for the same offense since June, which shows it's meant to address ongoing concerns about unsafe driving. I know everyone I know, I don't know if it's just me getting older and everyone's complaining, but talking about drivers getting a little crazier each day.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will be a deterrent.
The emergency vehicles sometimes are zooming on that shoulder, and they need to have a clear path, don't they?
Exactly, and yeah, it's you can get a fine of up to $1,000. So if that won't teach you, I don't know what will.
Yeah, right. Well, here's another reason to hope for a mild winter again. Tell us about the city's plans for plowing.
Yeah, so the city has always plowed the streets, as we know. Otherwise, Chicagoans would rise up and revolt. But we've never plowed the sidewalks. The city expects property owners to deal with their own sidewalks and face ticketing if they don't keep the sidewalks clear during a snowstorm. But some advocacy groups for people with disabilities are saying, well, there's all these properties in the city that are not being shoveled. People are not, like, either it's an abandoned property or a city-owned property, but they're saying that they wanted the city to plow the sidewalks in some areas. This has been going on since 2022, maybe even earlier, when Alderman Daniel Espada proposed a working group that would just, let's just, like, start a pilot program where we plow the sidewalk in, like, two areas of the city, but it has been completely shut down by Alder people, saying it would be too expensive. There's just not a way for them to fund that across the whole city, so they don't see the point in funding it in small parts of the city. So disability activist groups are upset about the decision, and they are calling for at least the city to enforce these shoveling rules a little bit more harshly, because the city does rarely issue tickets for shoveling violations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what about dibs, people putting their furniture in their parking spaces? Anything new on that?
No, I don't think anyone has taken a stand against dibs. Everyone's too afraid. I think every mayor we've ever asked has said, you know, let the dibs live.
It's too Chicago. Shy arts students, parents, and teachers are a little bit shocked and upset. How come?
Yeah, the school, it's dedicated to the arts in Humble Park, and they might be closing after the next school year. They're one of those schools that is funded by CPS but is privately managed. And the school district said that due to constant financial problems with Shy Arts, they may no longer fund the school. So people we talked to, our reporter Ariel out in the neighborhood there, they're very devastated. Some of the students, actually, their previous school had closed out in Humble Park. So they finally moved on to this school, and now they're facing another school closure. It is about 550 students enrolled there. So far, there is no plan to save the school, but people who are passionate about the arts-focused programming are coming together. So we'll keep reporting on it, but it's not looking like there is much of a future for this school, which offers, like, music programs, theater, a lot of options for kids who are interested in the arts.
We will see what happens. Jen Sabella at Block Club. Hey, how was your party last weekend? How'd it go?
It was a total blast. We had almost thousands of people come by. If you haven't gone to Half Acre recently, they still have our extra, extra pale ale on draft there. It's delicious, and a dollar from each pour will support our nonprofit newsroom. So if you didn't make the block party, feel free to pop into Half Acre and try the beer.
Okay, good suggestion. Thanks, Jen. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. You too.